Well, Dalia Wasfi, with the Iraqi Justice, and she's with the Iraqi Justice, and she's also a political activist, joining me from Wilmington. Welcome to the program, Ms. Wasfi. The US is supposed to withdraw from Iraq by the year's end, and with Obama saying just days ago in a press conference with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki that US troops will be leaving Iraq with heads held high. I mean, what legacy will the US leave behind in Iraq?
Well, it's nothing to be proud of. There is a legacy of the wholesale slaughter of over a million people, the making a massive refugee crisis, the largest since the Palestinian refugee crisis began, the destruction of Iraq's healthcare system, the destruction of Iraq's education system, the destruction of Iraq's infrastructure. And in terms of threats to security in Iraq, the most dangerous forces in the world today are the United States military and the Israeli occupation forces. Those are the greatest threats to global security. So while it's true that Iraq is a dangerous place, that is because of the U.S. military and its illegal occupation, not in spite of it.
Ms. Wasfi, I mean, if the U.S. leaves Iraq, and I say if because there might be the possibility again to extend the deadline at the 11th hour, how capable do you think Iraq would be in taking care of itself?
Oh, Iraq is the cradle of civilization. There is no question that though it will take decades to overcome the destruction that has been wrought by the forces led by the United States and Great Britain, that Iraq can recover on its own. History has shown that. But as you said, it's actually, this is a farce. This is not actually an end to military occupation of Iraq. It's a maintained military and economic occupation with, as I've read, 16,000 personnel, U.S. military personnel, in addition to mercenaries, in addition to CIA and other operatives that are operating in Iraq under the guise of organizations like USAID, which have long time been used as cover for the CIA.
And of course, adding to your list, I mean, what remains for the question of the Mujahideen-e-Khag organization, the terrorist organization operating on Iraqi soil?
Well, I'll repeat again that the largest terrorist organization operating on Iraqi soil is the U.S. military. Iraq's borders have been blown wide open since March 19, 2003. Anyone and everyone has access to Iraq. Iran has a very strong influence in Iraq today, but the only future of Iraq is only up to the Iraqis, just as the future of Syria is only up to Syrians, the future of Iran is only up to Iran, and the future of the U.S. is up to Americans, and for all these countries, no more interference by Israeli politics.
All right, we'll leave it there. Thanks there to Dalia Wasfi, Iraqi Justice and political activist from Wilmington.